我们感谢主哈。
Thank the Lord.
若有人在基督里
，If anyone is in Christ，
他就是新造的人。
He is a new creation.
旧事已过
，The old has gone，
都变成新的
，And the new has come。
好，我们姐妹，她实在是在基督里的一个新的人。
Our sister was indeed a new creation in Christ。
那在基督里面，她也尝到这样的喜乐。
And she tastes of the joy that's in Christ。
我相信每一个愿意的人
，I believe everyone who is willing。
那来到基督里面
When you come into Christ,
我们都可以变成一个新的人
We can all become a new creation.
今天如果我放一个这个玩具的城堡在你们中间
For example, if I put this castle here
那我告诉你们从明天开始
And say from tomorrow and on.
那你们每一个人就来绕一圈。
Just go surround this castle once.
星期一到星期六都来绕一圈。
Come to this every day from Monday to Saturday.
下礼拜天你们波饼聚会的时候要绕七圈。
And when Sunday comes before the break of bread meeting, circle around seven times.
等你们波饼聚会完这个玩具的城堡就会自动解体。
And once you finish circling it, the whole thing will collapse automatically.
你们相不相信
？Do you believe that？
一百年前可能你不相信这个，我还接受。
Well, you may believe that 100 years ago.
如果一百年前你不相信的话，我可以接受。
Oh, if you don't believe a 100 years from Now, I mean, 100 years ago, then I can take that.
可是如果今天科技那么发达
，Now with the technology,
我想我可以用很多的方法
，I think there are many ways I can cause this to happen.
用人的能力
，with my own ability,
借着我的观察
，and through my observation,
看你们有没有照实的做
，and to check if you have followed my instructions.
下礼拜我还会来参加
，and I'll come back next.
假设
，assuming that I'm returning next Sunday.
我看你们绕了七圈之后
After you circled around the seventh time,
可能我在这个玩具的城堡里面有电脑的装置
Maybe I put a special device within,
当你们绕完第七圈的时候
At the end of the second,
我坐在后面
circle, I will sit in the back,
遥控器一按
I will have this remote control,
它就自动解体了
and it will ultimately just collapse.
那这是人的能力
That will be through my own means.
我就想到在圣经里面
and in the Bible,
有一个故事
There was a story.
当时神要他的儿女进到一座城里面这座城叫做耶利哥城按着他们的能力他们并没有办法达成可是神就帮助他们向他们说话就是我刚刚说的一天绕一圈
Circle around the city once a day
直到第六天
Until the sixth day
第七天的时候他们要绕七圈
And on the seventh day you should circle around the seven times
在神的面前他们大声赞美
And then praise once you finish circling
那整个城堡就会解体
The whole castle will just collapse
他们可以顺利的进到那座城里面
Then they will be successful in their invasion
这里谈到一件事情非常的真实
And here is something very true
就是在我们的里面有没有一个相信的心
It's whether we have faith or not
如果我们愿意相信
If we are willing to believe
照着神的话语去做
And do according to what God has said
那我们的眼睛
Then our eyes
可以看见神的作为
Can see the deeds of God
那这是一件很奇妙的事
And that's something very marvelous
可是如果我们不相信
But if we don't believe
可能这件事情永远不会发生在我们的面前
Then we will never see it happen
我们永远看不见
We will never be able to see it
那在城里面
And in the city
有一个妓女拉合
There was this prostitute Her name was Rahab
当时候呢以色列人里面 有两个探子
At that time there were two spies sent by Israelites
进到这个城里面去探查究竟
They were sent to go into the city to spy around
不小心就被城里面的人发现
Unfortunately they were discovered by people in the city
所以这城里面的人就想杀这个探子
So,
这些探子
they were trying to catch them
可是这个女子呢就救了他们
Yet this prostitute saved them
救了他们之后呢那他们就答应他当以色列人再回来攻这城的时候 答应她不伤害她跟她的全家。
After she saved their lives, they promised to her later on when they invaded the city, they would spare her life.
可是有什么记号呢？
But they need to have a sign to find her.
所以他们就有以一条朱红色线为暗号。
So they said, why did you tie this red thread at your window?
所以当神的儿女以色列人他们进到这城里面的时候，
Therefore, when Israelites invaded into the city,
看见那个家里面如果把这朱红色的线挂出来的时候，
when they see a particular house has this red thread,
那他们就不毁灭这个家。
They will not kill the people that's in there.
虽然只是一条很细很柔的线，
even though it's just a very soft, very thin,
可是呢却可以让他和他的一家得救。
So that was enough to save her and her entire household.
这整个里面包含了一件事情。
So this story tells us one thing.
就是讲到接受。
Which means when you accept.
当初他接待这两个探子。
Initially how she accepted these two spies and saved their lives.
因为他接待他们。
Because of her willingness to accept them.
所以他自己得到了救恩之乐。
The consequence that she actually received the joy of salvation.
不仅仅他得救。
Not only she was saved.
他和他的一家都得救。
Her entire household was also saved.
那这个城倒了之后。
And after the city of Jericho collapsed.
很多年以后当然有人再把它建造起来。
Many, many years afterwards, people tried to rebuild the city.
那有一次主耶稣就要经过这个城。
And one time Jesus passed by the city.
那他要从城外走到城内。
And he's supposed to pass from outside the gate into the gate, through the gate into the city.
那在城外跟城内的时候他遇到两个人。
And while he was passing through, he met with two people.
那这两个人呢可以说是都是有心人。
And these are people that have a motive.
我称他们是把握耶稣经过的人。
I call them,that they're Jesus catchers.
所以我说把握耶稣经过的人呢他是一个新造的人。
I would say whoever is a Jesus catcher is also a new creation.
因为你把握耶稣经过。
Because you make hold of opportunity when Jesus passes you by.
就会有奇妙的事发生在你的身上。
And then marvelous thing will happen to you.
当主耶稣经过这座城的时候。
While Jesus was passing through this city.
在城外。
When he was outside the city.
他碰到一个瞎子。
He met with this blind man.
这个瞎子他看不见。
He couldn't see.
所以他终年必须在城外的地方向着来来往往的人要饭。
That's why he sat outside the city gate and begged for food.
在那里乞讨。
And begged for money.
我想他一天能够吃饱就是他最大的使命。
I think the greatest mission each day was to just be fed for him.
他所能做的就是在那里祈求。
And all he could do was just to beg.
给我一点饭吃。
Please give me a little bit of food.
给我一点水喝。
Give me some drink.
带我回家。
Please take me home.
带我到这里。
Please bring me back here.
他所能做的就是祈求。
And only thing he could do was to ask people for help.
因为他的眼睛看不见。
It's because he could not see.
有一天。
Until one day.
把一些热热闹闹的声音就出现。
He heard all this noise coming close.
他很稀奇。
He was so amazed.
所以他就问经过的人发生了什么事。
So he asked people around and said, what happened? What happened?
就有人告诉他。
So someone told him.
哦，主耶稣经过了这个地方。
Oh, it's because this man, Jesus, is passing by.
我想在他的里面他曾经听过耶稣的故事。
I believe he had heard about this man Jesus.
那他也听过主耶稣怎么样行了一些奇妙的事情在人的身上。
How this person was able to perform miracles.
医治。
How he healed people.
赶鬼。
How he cast out demons.
让许多的人能够从罪的生活里面到一个新的生活。
How he turned people living from simple life into a new life.
我想他这些他都听过。
I believe he heard a lot of things about Jesus.
这一天。
This very day.
耶稣经过的时候。
When Jesus passed by him.
他想这样的一个人经过我的旁边我怎么可以不把握这样的机会呢？
He said, how can I miss the chance when someone like Jesus is passing by?
所以他就大叫。
So he cried out loud.
大卫的子孙耶稣啊可怜我吧。
Oh, have pity on me, oh son of David.
当他这样叫的时候旁边就有人告诉他说。
When he cried out like that, someone next to him said,
你这个瞎子安静一点好吗？
Hey, blind guy, just shut up.
好像这群人不属于这个瞎子的。
It's like people around him had no idea about him.
耶稣呢是属于他们的。
And it's like Jesus had nothing to do with you, blind person.
并不属于这个瞎子。
Jesus has a lot to do with us.
那这个瞎子呢不服气。
But this blind man did not give up.
这么好的机会我一定要把握。
So, wow, this is a great opportunity. I have to make use of it.
所以他又再叫了一次。
So he cried again.
大卫的子孙耶稣可怜我吧。
Oh, have mercy on me, son of David.
那当然还是很多的人拦阻他。
Of course, a lot of people try to shut him up.
这时候耶稣就为他停下来了。
Yet Jesus stopped for him.
耶稣为他站住。
Jesus stood still for him.
不但为他站住，
Not only he stood there for him,
还吩咐人说把这个瞎子带到我的面前。
He even told people around him, bring that blind man to me.
虽然这个瞎子看不见，
Even though this blind man could not see,
可是他还是到了耶稣跟前。
But he was able to make to the presence of Jesus.
耶稣经过他的面前，
And Jesus passing by,
耶稣为他站住，
Jesus stopped because of him.
他跟耶稣站在一起的时候，主耶稣就向他说话。
And when he stood in his presence, Jesus spoke to him.
主耶稣向他说了一句话。
Jesus said this.
你要我为你做什么？
What do you want me to do for you?
亲爱的朋友。
My dear friend.
我不知道如果你是瞎子。
I don't know if you are blind.
当主耶稣这样跟你讲一句话的时候， when, 你要我为你做什么？
When you hear Jesus asking you, what do you want me to do?
我不知道你的答案是什么。
I don't know what kind of thing you will come up with.
如果你是瞎子，
if you are blind, imagine.
我今天我四岁的儿子走到你的面前来。
And when my four-year-old son approach you,
他会问你说，你要我为你做什么？
And said, so what do you want me to do for you?
你可能会说，哎呀，小朋友，你太小了。
You may say, oh, little kid, you're just too young.
你不能为我做什么。
There's nothing you can do for me.
你还是去一边玩吧。
Why don't you just go on and play?
可能你连一声礼貌性的谢谢都不会说。
You probably won't even bother to say thank you for asking.
可是如果今天是总统经过你的面前。
But instead, if the president of the country comes to you.
他问你说，你要我为你做什么。
And he said,So what do you want me to do for you?
可能你就想半天了。
You may like take time to really figure it out.
你会把你心里面最紧要、最紧要的事告诉他。
And you will tell him what's most important and urgent for you.
如果今天我们加深经过你面前。
And if Timothy passes you by.
他问你说，你要我为你做什么？
And he said, what do you want me to do for you?
可能你会说，加深弟兄，请你多多为我祷告。
You may say,Brother Timothy, please pray for me.
所以每一个人经过这个瞎子面前的时候，我想这个瞎子里面他会摸这个感觉，这个人是谁，可以为我做什么事，然后他才回答这个问题。
And I believe this blind man is very experienced. He can figure people out and know what to ask from people that pass in front of him.
今天谁站在这个瞎子面前？
So who is standing in front of this blind man?
是我们的主耶稣基督。
It was our Lord Jesus.
他是神。
He was God.
在这个瞎子的里面知道他是神。
And this blind man was clear that this was a man of God.
所以他请求耶稣做了一件人所不能的事，但在神却能的事。
Therefore, he asked him to help him to do something that man can never do, but God can surely do.
所以他回答耶稣。
So his answer was,
我要能看见。
I want to see.
这件事情对他非常的重要。
That was something very important to him.
因为他不能看见的时候，
Because when he could not see,
他要过着祈求的生活。
The only thing he could do is to beg.
那主耶稣就跟他讲，
So the Lord said,
按着你的信心给你成就。
It will be done according to your faith.
在当时他就看见了。
So immediately he gained his sight.
城外这个故事讲到，
From this story we can see,
当我们相信的时候，
when we believe,
我们的眼睛就要看见，
our eyes will see him.
当耶稣走到这个城里面，
when Jesus passed through this city,
他同样也遇到了一个人，
he also met another man.
这个人呢，非常的，怎么说？应该说，我说他非常的聪明。
And this is surely a smart man.
他知道耶稣要经过这个城，
He knew Jesus was coming.
所以他就早早的预备。
So he was getting ready for his arrival.
他是一个财主。
He was a rich guy.
那他是一个税吏长。
And he was a chief tax collector.
实际上并没有太多的人喜欢他。
Therefore, he wasn't very popular among them.
可是这没有关系。
But it didn't bother him.
所以当众人都在拥挤耶稣的时候，
So when people were following, crowding Jesus,
那他也去看啊。
He also took a look.
大家都知道这个人很讨厌。
Everybody didn't like this.
天天欺诈我们的钱。
He always tried to get money from us.
哎呀，实在很讨厌。
So they didn't like this guy.
所以他们就在这个税吏沙该，他要来见耶稣的时候。
And so when this guy tried to see Jesus.
所以就故意留了一个小缝给他。
And they only left a little space. This guy, his name is Zacchaeus.
让他尝试着可以钻过去。
See if he can just go through that.
正当他想钻的时候呢
？While he was trying to go through.
这两个人又把屁股再一挤。
And people will cover that space again.
因为他实在太矮了。
Because he had probably.
所以很心意的又把他挤到后面去。
So easily they bump him backwards.
他又故意留了一个小缝。
And only they left a crack open.
再让他尝试钻一下。
Okay, just to lure him into.
他钻到一半的时候，又把他拦阻起来了。
And when he tried to pass through, they stop him again.
他说这个人真是讨厌。
Because they didn't like this guy.
不能让他见耶稣。
No, don't let him see Jesus.
可是在他的里面。
But in this Zacchaeus part,
没有关系。
He said that's okay.
你们这样对我没有关系。
It's okay. You try to stop me.
他想，这个皇天不负苦心人。
And I know as long as there's a will, there's a way.
只要我想看，我一定能看得到。
If I want to see Jesus, I will always find a way.
所以他就看清楚耶稣会经过哪个地方。
So he took close look by the route Jesus would take.
所以呢，他就在那个路。耶稣经过的路上，他选了一棵树。
So she found a tree that's by the roadside Jesus would pass.
我可以躲在树上吧。
She said, I can go hide myself on the tree.
没人会看到我。
No one would see me.
我可以看到他们。
Yeah, I can see everybody.
再也不会受排挤。
No one can block me anymore.
所以呢，他远远的看到耶稣按照他的计划走过来的时候。
So when he saw Jesus approaching according to the route,
心里非常得意。
He was really happy.
看我多聪明。
Look how smart I am.
走过来之后
and after Jesus came close,
主耶稣走在树下
Jesus came to this tree,
就停下来了
Jesus stopped,
你看我多棒啊
Look, Zacchaeus thought, I'm so smart.
选到这棵树耶稣就停下来
I picked this perfect location where Jesus would stop.
亲爱的朋友
My friend,
主耶稣是谁
Who is Jesus?
主耶稣是神
He is God.
他知道谁在这个树上等他
He surely knows who was waiting for him on the tree.
今天我们要看耶稣
Today we say we want to see Jesus.
耶稣知道
Jesus knows your heart.
他会为你停下来
And he will stop for you.
正当主耶稣抬头看他的时候
So when Jesus looked up to the tree,
众人的眼目也一起抬起来
All the crowd looked up to the tree too.
哎呀，他躲都没办法躲
And Zacchaeus could not hide anymore.
突然青一阵白一阵又红一阵在他的脸上
It was pretty embarrassing for him.
差一点没从树上掉下来
He was so embarrassed he almost lost his balance and fell from the tree.
当他回过神之后
Well, after he calmed down a little bit,
主耶稣跟他讲
He heard Jesus saying this to him.
撒该，你下来。
Zacchaeus, come down from there.
今天我要住在你家里。
For today, I will stay in your house.
他差一点又没从树上掉下来。
Upon hearing that, he almost fell from the tree again.
这个人不认识我，他今天要去我家里住。
Because this Jesus didn't know me, but he wants to stay in my house.
可是他很快的就从树上滑下来。
So swiftly, he managed to come down from the tree.
圣经上写他欢欢喜喜的接待耶稣。
Bible tells us that he happily, gladly received Jesus into his house.
他没有想到他家里的钱数到一半。
And he didn't remember that actually he was doing his accounting work halfway.
他没有跟主耶稣讲，主耶稣，你等一下，我去把钱收好，你再到我的家里。
He said, Jesus, just hold a second. Let me just put all the money away, then you can come.
他也没想到昨天他的朋友在他家喝酒作乐。
He didn't think about all the party he had in his house last night.
家里乱七八糟的。
So his house was a mess.
他没有向主耶稣说，主耶稣，你等等，我先把我家里整理干净，你再来。
He didn't say, "Hold on, Jesus, let me clean up first."
他是欢欢喜喜立刻接待耶稣到他的家中。
Instead, immediately he gladly took Jesus into his home.
当主耶稣去到他家的时候
，So when Jesus arrived his house.
救恩就到了他的家里。
Salvation arrived in his household.
就好像这一条朱红色线一样。
Just like red thread.
怎么样救了那个拉合女子
？How this has saved the life of Rahab.
同样的，这救恩也救了这个税吏撒该这个人。
Same way the salvation of God saved Zacchaeus, the tax collector.
所以你看多么的奇妙。
Isn't it marvelous?
当主耶稣经过的时候
，When Jesus passes by,
他愿意为我们。停留下来
He's willing to stop for us.
那他也愿意向我们说话
He's also willing to speak to us.
在城外面
If we're outside the city,
讲到一件事情是相信
Being outside the city, it talks about the thing we call faith.
在城里面
Yeah, into the city,
讲到一件事情是接受
It talks about how we receive it.
今天如果我们愿意接受他，相信他
，If we're willing to believe him and accept him，
那主耶稣也愿意与我们说话。
And Jesus is willing to speak to us.
他所说的话带有着能力。
And his words are with power.
今天这座城
This city,
就好像我们的心一样。
It's just like your heart.
可能你有一个很厚的城果在你的旁边。
Maybe you have the stronghold surrounding the city.
让耶稣进不来。
Therefore, Jesus cannot enter into your heart.
可是当你有一颗愿意相信的心时候
Yet whenever you are willing,
主耶稣就可以进来。
Jesus is able to enter.
在你的里面
In your heart,
当主耶稣进来的时候
When Jesus comes in,
你愿意接受他
You are willing to accept him.
你的里面就会更新
You will be renewed.
所以在基督里
Therefore, when we are in Christ,
任何人在基督里
Anyone who is in Christ,
他就是新造的人。
He is a new creation.
旧事都过去了。
The old has gone.
一切都变成新的。
The new has come.
你相信主耶稣。
If you believe in the Lord Jesus,
你接待主耶稣。
That means if you accept him into your heart,
在你的心内心外都是新的。
And then you will be renewed from within to without.
你看人是新的。
When you look at other people, they are changed too.
你看自己也是新的。
When you look at yourself, you are new too.
这是他奇妙的救恩。
And this is the marvelous salvation.
要临到你跟我的身上。
That is deemed to come upon you and me.
那这个瞎眼的人，他不是完全人。
And that blind man wasn't a perfect man.
因为他的眼瞎
Because he was blind
撒该他也不是完全人
Neither was a peer
因为他实在太矮了
Because he was so short
他没有办法按照正常的方式看到主耶稣
So he wasn't able to see Jesus according to his height
可是这两个人都有一个特性
But these two imperfect men had a common characteristic
他们把握耶稣经过
Which is they were catching the opportunity when Jesus passes by
他们尝试让主耶稣站在他们的面前
They made Jesus stop because of him
他们让主耶稣向他说话
And they made Jesus speak to them
你想想改变一个人的生命要花多少年的时间
How much effort and time would take to change a person
我最近读到一个故事
I recently read this story
这人叫做豪尔德卡德里
Wow That's his name Hard Carterly
卡德里那这个人呢他的母亲是一个虔诚的基督徒
And this man has a very reverend Christian mom
那他的父亲是一个醉酒的人
Yeah his father was a drunkard
成日喝酒
He drank all day long
所以在他十二岁的时候呢他就学会了喝酒
So he also learned how to drink at the age of 12
中国话说青出于蓝胜于蓝
Actually he did far more than his father
可能呢他喝得比他父亲还厉害
He outdrank his father
所以呢在他的生活里面他已经到一个无法自拔的地步
To a point he was so addicted to alcohol he could not save himself
什么都不能做
There's nothing he could do about it
所以他开始学做一些他能做的事
So he started to see if there's anything he can do.
从事一些他很容易就可以得到金钱的生活。
Finding a way to achieve the goal of getting money easily.
所以他沉溺于色情。
So he was involved in.
还有赌博。
And gambling.
所以呢，这些事在他的生活上是他最大的乐趣。
And those were the fun of his life.
可是他的母亲。
Yeah, his mom.
却跟他的儿子说。
Told his son,
儿子啊
Oh my son
你要记得
Remember this
不论你在什么样的情况下
And doesn't matter what kind of condition you are in
请你记得
Always remember this
每天晚上八点
Every night at 8 o'clock
我都在你的床边为你祷告
I will kneel down by the bed and pray for you
虽然他母亲这样祷告
So his mom was praying like that
可是还是没有办法改变这个儿子
But that did not change him
当这个儿子因为过这样的生活他的身体变得非常非常的差
And because of the kind of lifestyle he had he became physically ill soon
有一天
One day
他突然发狂了
He went mad
他就拿起他的枪来
So he picked up the gun
冲到街上去
Run onto the street
看到人就射
He started shooting everyone he saw
在他们射击的时候
While he was shooting
扣下扳机
He pulled the trigger
子弹没有出来
Yeah, the bullet did not come out.
这时候突然就有人把他的枪给拍走。
And suddenly people just grabbed the gun from him.
枪拍走的时候，他被逮捕。
And he was arrested.
可是有一件事情他很清楚。
Yeah, one thing he knew clearly.
那时正好是晚上八点。
And that was at 8 o'clock at night.
别人不知道。
Other people may not know what happened.
在他里面知道。
But in him, he knew clearly.
他知道他的母亲在为他祷告。
It was because his mom was praying.
虽然他这时候没有杀人。
Even though he did not take any life that night.
所判的刑很轻。
And so he wasn't sentenced too seriously.
因着他的身体非常非常的差了。
And because his physical condition was really bad.
所以当他们把他送到 医生那里去看的时候。
So when they brought him to the doctor.
医生告诉他你只剩下六个月可以活了。
The doctor told him you only have about 6 months to live.
所以就让他回到家里面。
So they sent him home.
一天晚上。
One night.
他躺在他母亲的臂弯中。
And he was resting in his mom's arms.
他跟他的母亲说
And he told his mom,
母亲我犯的罪太多了
So mom, I really have sinned so much.
虽然我现在想要得到赦免
Even though I really want to receive forgiveness.
可是我的罪实在太多了
But I've sinned so much.
可是他的母亲用一句神的话向他说
And his mom answered him with the word of God.
你的罪虽像朱红
Even though your sin is as red as crimson
必被洗为雪白
And will be washed as white as snow
就在这样一句话讲下去之后
And after telling him this
他里面完全的改变
He was completely set free and changed
一个永恒的改变在他的里面
Something eternal has happened inside him
从那天早上以后
And after that day
他开始用以前他用他以前欺诈别人的方法诚实的工作反过来诚实的工作
Instead of living a deceitful life he started to work honestly
他不断努力的工作
he worked really hard
他把赚得的75%奉献给神
and he will offer 75% of his income to God
用在一个布道的事工上面
and to be used for gospel crusade purpose
那他自己呢也不断的在宣讲神的福音
He himself also working on preaching the gospel to people
他说道
He told people
我要一直的宣讲这样的福音
I will continuously preach this great news
直到最后一天
Until the very last day of my life
当我看见主耶稣的时候
Until I see Jesus
我要向他说
I will tell him this
主耶稣我感谢你
Jesus I thank you
是你赦免了我
Because you have forgiven me
是你救赎了我
It is you who have saved me
使我脱离这样一个黑暗风暴的日子
Allow me to depart from this darkness
亲爱的朋友
My dear friends
今天主经过你的面前
Today Jesus has just passed by you
这是我们的机会
And this is your opportunity
他也愿意为我们站起来再停下来
He's more than willing to stop for you
他也愿意向我们说话
And is willing to speak to you
如果我们给他机会
As long as we give him a chance
他要改变我们的一生
He will change our life completely
不管怎么样
It doesn't matter
人生有一个最大的难处
What happened? There is the greatest difficulty for us in life
就是不认识神
Which is that we don't know God
这样的难处
And this difficulty
是你我没办法解决的
It is something you and I can never resolve
不是说我们的眼睛瞎了看不见他
It's not that because we are blind we can't see God
乃是说在我们的里面我们不愿意有神的存在
But because inside our hearts we deny the existence of God
可是今天稍稍的让神进到我们的里面
But if you allow God to come into your heart
你便会知道神他存在
You will know immediately that God exists.
你会立刻的相信他，接待他。
And you will immediately receive him into your heart.
你愿意相信接纳耶稣。
If you are willing to accept Jesus,
他也要给你时间求告他。
He will also give you time to ask.
一次两次，他还向你说话。
Time after time, he will speak to you.
如果你愿意听，你必能听见。
As long as you're willing to listen to him, you will hear him.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads.
当我们祷告的时候，我们是在向我们天上一位天父来说话。
When we pray, that means we're speaking to our heavenly Father.
我们知道他在天上看顾着我们。
We know he's taking care of us.
他知道我们内心的需要
And he knows the need that is in our heart
他知道我们生命的疑惑
And he knows the troubles in our life
他知道我们人生的痛苦
And he knows the suffering in our life.
他是何等愿意为你我来解决这样的困难。
And how willing he is to solve our problems.
今天在这里有那么美好的见证。
And there was this wonderful testimony shared here.
我们的姐妹她的见证实在奇妙。
And indeed, our sister has some marvelous experience.
因为主耶稣经过她的身旁。
It's all because Jesus passed by her.
她和她的一家都要改变。
She and her entire household will be changed.
我们看到许多的人，基督徒。
And we also see other Christians.
他们的生命也都有改变。
How their life is also changed.
今天我们只要愿意相信接待他。
As long as we're willing to believe in him and receive him.
在我们的里面也能过这样的新生活。
We can also live a new life like that.
若有人在基督里，
Anyone that is in Christ,
他就是新造的人。
He is a new creation.
旧事已过。
The old has gone.
都变成新的了。
The new has come.
在神的面前，
Before our God,
我要来问你们中间还没有成为基督徒的人几个问题。
I now like to ask a few questions to those who have not yet believed in Jesus Christ.
现在是你可以相信接纳他的时刻。
Right now is the time that you can accept him and believe in him.
你愿意接纳他吗？
The question is, are you willing to accept Jesus?
你愿意相信他吗？
Are you willing to believe in Jesus?
他要向你说话。
He will speak to you.
他要说你的信救了你。
He will tell you that your faith has made you well.
今天他要住在你的心里。
And he will live in your heart from today.
如果你愿意，你可以举起你的手。
If you're willing, please raise your hand.
这件事要成为真实在你的里面。
And this will become a reality in your life.
如果你愿意，你可以轻轻举起你的手。
If you're willing to accept Jesus this morning, just gently raise up your hand.
代表你的心情，雨天更是你对生命的反应。你说每天生活一样平静，对于未来没有一点信心。亲爱朋友，你是否曾经观看满天的星星，期待有人能够了解你心，能够爱你，使你力量更新，主能够叫一切都更新。体会你的心情，耶稣能够改变你的曾经，耶稣爱你，耶稣生命，耶稣能做一个全新的你。
耶稣能够叫一切都更新。
Jesus can change everything.
耶稣能够体会你的心情。
And Jesus can understand all your things.
耶稣能够改变你的曾经。
Jesus can set your foot on the fresh soil.
耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you.
耶稣疼你。
And he cares for you.
耶稣能够造一个全新的你。
Jesus is able to give you a whole new you.
从耶稣能够叫一切更新来唱。
And sing from Jesus can.
Oh
叫一切都更新。
耶稣能够叫一切都更新，耶稣能够体会你的心情，耶稣能够改变你的曾经，
耶稣爱你，耶稣恨你，耶稣能够一个全新的你，耶稣爱你，耶稣爱你，耶稣爱你，耶稣能够有一个全新的你。祷告，我们没有一个人失去耶稣的爱。
No one is missed out on the love of Jesus.
他爱我们每一个人。
He loves every one of us.
他疼我们每一个人。
And he cares for every one of us.
他能够给我们一个全新的我。
And he's able to give us a whole new you.
早上我们盼望还有一点机会，我们在主面前祷告。
Let us spend more time to pray before the Lord.
我们愿意接受耶稣基督成为我们的拯救。
Let us open our heart and take him as our salvation.
我祷告一句，请你跟着我祷告一句。
If you're willing, please repeat after my prayer.
主耶稣，
Lord Jesus,
我感谢你。
I thank you.
早上你来到我们的中间。
For you have come among us.
在这里行走。
You walk among us.
在我们的面前。
You are in our presence.
你来要拯救我们。
You have come to save us.
要释放我们。
Set us free.
主，我愿意相信你。
Lord, I'm willing to believe you.
接受你。
To accept you.
成为我的救主。
Be my savior.
你医我的盲眼，
you heal of my blindness.
担我所有的罪担，
carry of all my burdens.
医治我所有的疾病，
heal me of all my sicknesses.
哦，你造一个全新的我，
give me a whole new me.
叫我有永远的盼望，
so I can have eternal hope.
主，我感谢你，
Lord, I thank you.
你真是爱我，
you indeed love me.
你真是疼我，
you really care.
哦，你抱抱怀揣我，
you embrace me and care.
带领我一生来跟随你。谢谢耶稣。祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen。
主，早上我们把所有的荣耀赞美都要归给你，因为你是我们的救主，这样的爱我们，这样的疼我们。主，我们每一个人所有的过去我们可以摆在你的面前，所有的重担我们可以来交托给主，你负我们完全的责任，你是我们最亲爱的朋友。谢谢主，早上在这里和我们相遇。
Thank you for meeting with us here.
借着姊妹的见证。
Through the testimony of our sister.
借着弟兄的信息。
The word of our brother.
哦，叫我们得着永远的福分。
And receive eternal blessing.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. 我们感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
请坐。
Please be seated.